The following previews are of Graphic Audio Productions, rated for mature audiences due to scenes of intense violence and sexual situations.
Somewhere beyond the deepest jungles of Africa lies a buried weapon of such magnitude as to grant an overlord unbreakable control over humankind until the end of days. And there is a prince who is only too eager to help him find it. Cain must forge into the Dark Continent, where death can hide in every shadow, to thwart the plans of Overlord Utu.
Mine the glory, Cain. Mine the glory. Fortune favored the sons of men for long enough. That time is over. Accept it.
I guess the Overlords aren't underestimating us the same way they did when they were barons.
A tribal kingdom is torn apart in the struggle of royal heirs, half-siblings, one worthy, one wicked. In their blood runs the key to Lord Utu's plans.
What are you really?
What I am is of no importance to you, Princess. It is what you are, and in what way you will serve me, that should concern you now.
Utu is the ancient god of all of Africa, sister. With his help, we will once again form a mighty army and will sweep forth upon the world like a pride of lions to restore our glory.
Untold power, ripe for the taking, lies wrapped in riddles, its doorway barred to all but a few. The question is, who will get there first? And God help Cain if he fails. The answer lies beyond the rim of the world.
Outlanders number 37, Rim of the World, will be in travel centers and truck stops throughout North America starting October 2006. Or call 1-800-670-5220 to reserve or download your advance copy of Rim of the World. For your convenience, this information is also printed on the cover of this book.